And that oftentimes when you feel fear, it's because the enemy knows something crazy is about to happen, and he's trying to scare you out of it. I've begun to see this happen, and so now I know when I feel fear, it gets me more excited. I'm like, oh, this is going to be really, really good. And so I actually just got filled with boldness. I'm like, hey, let's just go inside. Why wait outside? Let's just go in there and see what happens. So I go inside, and we start talking to these guys, and part of my team, they like go inside of the temple, and they're having this wedding party, okay? So it's like this, it's the afternoon, and they're having this like wedding thing going on, and all the Hindus, they're dressed in their full gowns and the whole deal, and we obviously do not fit in. I'm like, white kids from America, like, okay, we're not fitting in. But I'm like, hey, I'm like, I don't know how this works. Like, can we come like look at the temple? They instantly, it was crazy. We just had this rapport. And like there was like this just this connection. And you know, honor goes a long way when you just honor people. I just want to encourage you guys as you're going out, like just honoring people and not feeling sometimes when you're nervous, your nervousness will make them nervous. Like, I don't know if you ever noticed, but like sometimes you go up to someone and you're like shaking, and you're like, like, hey, like, do you have a problem with your right knee? You know? that nervousness makes them nervous. And all of a sudden now like their walls are up. If you just go and you cultivate peace, which is the Holy Spirit, which is being filled with his presence, if you cultivate that peace, that nervousness begins to leave. When you begin to step out more, that nervousness begins to leave. When you jump on breakthrough, that nervousness will begin to leave. And so it'll just make people feel more comfortable. And just honoring people. So I just honored these guys. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And we talked about the weather and just random things for about 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden I got a word of knowledge. I just felt my knee start to hurt. Yeah, but all I mean by word of knowledge is I just began to feel my right knee start to hurt. And I'm like, so what do you do there? Not too hard, you just ask people. Sometimes we're waiting for God to show up and like put a beam of light like over one person. We're like, I got a word of knowledge, but now I need a beam of light and God to like, Josh, it's that man right there. Like that typically does not happen, just so you guys know. So I just begin to ask people, like, hey, is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Sometimes what you can do is you just ask God, who's most highlighted? Like when you look at a group of people, who are you most attracted to at that moment? That's what I'll do. I'll look at a group of five people and I'm like, who am I most attracted to right now? I'm attracted to you. So I'm like, God must want to touch them. So I'll ask them first. It's usually always right.